I have written nothing yet. When it comes to the writing of In Search of Yahweh, the standard account is given by Burroughs' biographer, Ted Morgan. He wrote long letters while on his Yahweh expedition, letters that were the initial form of a possible book. But this familiar story is wrong on both counts. Firstly, comparison of his real and fictional letters doesn't show the limited extent of Burroughs' reworking. The sense I had of it back in 1991 for my Introduction to the Letters of William S. Burroughs, 1945 to 1959. More significantly, and surprisingly, the very idea that In Search of Yahweh grew out of Burroughs' real letters doesn't stand up to close scholarly scrutiny, backed up by new manuscript research. The first time Burroughs mentions plans for a book, The Yahweh Account, is in the middle of January 1953. Then there's nothing until his letter of March 3rd from Bogota. Here he rails against Ace Books, who a year earlier had delayed publication of Junkie to see if Queer could be added on to it, and now threatened the same again with his new work. "I have written nothing yet. I can't write out in the bush," Burroughs explained. "Why can't they go ahead and publish Junkie as is and later issue an edition with Yahweh part added? I don't know yet whether Yahweh will be book in itself. Oh, well, I am just confusing the issue further." Confusing the issue, yes, but also revealing another. Bear in mind that the March 3rd letter comes fifth in The Search of Yahweh, some 6,000 words into the text. And yet on this date, Burroughs told Ginsberg he had so far written nothing. Clearly, it's more than a matter of what Burroughs left in or edited out of his real correspondence. On April 30th, now in Guayaquil, Burroughs updated Ginsberg on his progress, or rather continued lack of it. "So far, no success writing anything on Yahweh. My info is incomplete, or some essential impetus is lacking." In fact, it's not until May 3rd that Burroughs began. "Started last night," he told.